Concerns over major HIF1 road. Concerns have been raised the major HIF1 road scheme for Didcot and surrounding villages will be used by HGVs despite the Council's commitment to sustainable travel. The £332 million scheme will include a new dual carriageway on A4130 from the A34 Milton Interchange towards Didcot, a new bridge over the railway line, a new bridge over the River Thames between Didcot and Culham, and a Clifton-Hampden bypass. It aims to reduce congestion in the town and its surrounding villages, provide new walking and cycling routes, and unlock new employment sites, as well as more than 12,000 homes. The construction works will start in early 2026, and the council aim for it to finish in 2028. Early stage works, such as vegetation clearance and archaeological investigations, have already begun. Councillor Judy Roberts told the Local Democracy Reporting Service last week that the road would help direct HGVs and rat-running cars away from small villages. The County Council previously gave evidence at the planning inquiry on the decision and said the road would not be used by HGVs as an alternative to the A34 or M40. Chris Church from Oxfordshire Roads Action Alliance said, "I think it's quite interesting that the county stressed that it would not be about HGV traffic, and now it's being promoted as a benefit. The council has lots of pretty pictures of cyclists and pedestrians, and they're much less likely to be using it if there are HGVs running down it. The council makes a great big fuss about improving cycling and rail. They're spending at least five times as much on new roads as they are on rail and buses. Simply building new roads is no long-term solution. I think there's a real question of why it's worth spending nearly £400 million to move traffic from one road to another. There are certainly new roads that follow this if they do not change direction. That's no way to tackle congestion." The group also objected to the plans over concerns that the countryside would be turned into an open landscape, that the scheme is not good value for money, and that it contradicts the County Council's climate targets. And there is a photograph, an image of what the new area would look like, and it really just looked like a very open airfield.